Welcome to another TMCNet podcast. My name is Rich Tarani. The date is Friday. It's the 11th of January, 2008. Today we have the distinct pleasure of having Wes Hayden, who is with us from Nuance Communications, and his title there is the President of the Enterprise Division. I've interviewed Wes in a prior life at Genesys, where he was President and CEO, and I figured now would be a good time, as he recently transitioned to the new company, to talk with him and get his impressions about where things are going. Wes, why don't you say hello, please?
Well, hello, Rich, and everybody listening.
Fantastic. So I've got some questions here to ask about your transition, and I figured the first would be, why did you decide to come to Nuance now, or I guess recently?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it's driven by what I see happening in the market right now, and you know, in conversations I had with Paul Ritchie about the direction that he wanted to take the company. And the direction that they were seeing in the market as well. I thought that you know, our views are very consistent, and the opportunity was something that was really too good to pass up, because Nuance, I think, is in an unusual position. Clearly, the company historically is perceived to be a speech technology provider. But the transition that we are undergoing is one to be much more focused on delivering solutions that for which speech technology is just a part. And as I saw the opportunity in the marketplace from my position at Genesys, I see a real sea of change occurring when it comes to the way people think about customer care and the applications that enterprises need to be equipped with to provide a higher level of customer service. And as customer service has become more and more important, and customer care has become more important as a differentiator for major companies around the world, you know, the whole idea of moving into a position of market leadership in this area, it was something that was very appealing to me.
Fantastic. So then the question becomes, will speech ever become a massive market, or will we expect it to be a niche area?
Well, you know, my view is that speech technology and the use of speech technology is highly elastic. And the main inhibitor right now is that the cost of the technology, but more importantly, the cost to deploy the technology is something that slows people down. And as the market leader in this space, you know, I think it's our responsibility to look at what we can do to make speech applications both more affordable and more effective. And we're working on doing just that. You know, our recent Vicor acquisition was intended to address the issue of reducing complexity for our customers. You know, with Vicor, we acquired a company that has done a lot of IVR applications, and the majority of which included speech applications to some degree. So the more expertise we have and the broader the engagement we can work with our customers on, the better able we are to drive down that cost of implementation. So, you know, I think to your question, will it be a mass market or will it be a niche market? You know, I think it clearly has the opportunity to be much more broadly deployed. I think we see something like 25% of call centers around the world use speech applications, and certainly it's going to be much more broadly deployed than that over time. And as we make improvements in the technology in terms of effectiveness, you know, better recognition rates and better automation as a result in the IVR applications, they become more cost-effective, and they are also more accepted by consumers because they actually do the job.
So when you say 25% use speech now, I guess that's in some aspect of their operation, and so there's also the potential for companies to more widely deploy speech. So they might have it, like, for example, a company like TMC, my company, has been using speech for years to allow there to be a name directory where people can just say the name and get directly connected. So maybe our next jump would be into something that's more sophisticated.
Oh yeah, certainly. I mean, I think the true value of speech is really in efficiently and effectively automating the process that customers are using when they are trying to contact the company that they need to get their question answered from. So, you know, it's not just about the simple applications. Now we're seeing companies, and you know, I think one of the best examples is United Airlines. Now they're getting a much higher uptake on their speech-enabled applications, and the reaction from customers has shifted from, "Gee, I don't want to talk to I don't want to talk to an automated system," to, "Wow, this was really a good system. I got through my the process that I needed to go through to make a reservation and to book a ticket as fast or faster than if I talked to a live person." So, you know, we're seeing more and more applications come to the market that show that speech, when implemented properly, is as effective or more effective than speaking to a live agent. You know, I'll stick with the airline example. You know, think about the days when just to find out the status of a flight arrival, you called an 800 number, you were put on hold for 30 seconds to 5 minutes, depending upon how busy the call center is. You finally get an agent, and that person's job is really to make reservations and to book tickets for revenue, and you're simply calling in to find the status of a flight. You know, so the whole process has taken you, you know, between, you know, 2 to 10 minutes to get a simple answer to a question. It's cost the airline lots of money because they've had to have a person answer that question for you. Now, those type of applications are clearly being deployed using speech technology, and the satisfaction is higher on both sides of the equation.
So then I've got to ask you, what's the most exciting product or service that you see at Nuance today?
Well, I see a couple things happening. You know, we're transitioning from a speech technology company to more of a solutions company. And I talked about our Vicor acquisition. The other thing that's really exciting to me is the on-demand capability that we have. We acquired a company by the name of BeVocal a little over a year ago. And BeVocal has developed an on-demand platform that offers a series of applications. Today, they're primarily targeted to wireless customer care applications, and they've got a great customer base, we're really doing well in that space. I'm really excited about extending that capability, the on-demand capability, to broader sets of applications and a broader IVR on-demand capability from Nuance. And if you think about that, that gets back to my point about easing the cost and complexity associated with speech applications, because, you know, we can maintain all that. We can incorporate next-generation speech recognition technologies into our platform with little to no work on the part of our customers. So if you ask me what I'm most excited about, I'm going to tell you that I think we'll see that business really take off for us in the next several years.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay, so I guess we're forward-looking. So where will speech be in let's say, 3 years or in 5 years?
Well, you know, I think it's hard to say what percentage of the applications will be deployed in 3 to 5 years. You know, we know it's trending the right way. We know that in the newest release of our speech recognition technology, we've seen significant improvements in recognition rates and therefore in higher automation rates for our customers. So, you know, it's difficult to make a prediction, but I think we'll see a trend where we'll see continued satisfaction on the part of the consuming public about using these applications, and we'll see therefore see broader deployments across the board in all industries.
That's great. So you touched on this a little bit earlier, just people getting more comfortable with speech. Do you think that there needs to be a customer perception shift for speech to become truly mainstream?
Yes, I do. Because if you talk to most people today on the street, their reaction is, oh, I hate those things. You know, it's an automated system. Now, they hate DTMF applications as much as they hate speech applications.
Or more.
probably more. That's right. Probably more. But you know, it is frustrating when you have to repeat yourself because the recognizer isn't as good as it needs to be. But again, the rate of change and the improvements that we're seeing, I think will change public opinion very quickly, and we're starting to see that now.
That's fantastic. So, as a high level exec coming into a publicly traded company, I've got to ask, how will you help increase the stock price at Nuance?
Well, you know, I better help increase by doing all the things we've talked about already, because you know, my job is to grow the business in the enterprise division, and you know, increase our profitability. I think if we are successful in making this shift from being a technology provider to being a solutions provider, the volume of our business will go up significantly, and of course, we'll do that profitably, and the impact will be positive on the share price. So, you know, the easy answer is, if I do my job the way I'm supposed to, the share price should go up.
That's fantastic. So, Wes, I've gotten all my questions answered very well, and I appreciate you you being succinct and to the point, and also giving us a good amount of depth. The listeners have got a good depth of information from the questions I asked, I believe. Do you have any other points that you'd like to make before we end the podcast?
No, it's great to talk to you again, Rich, and I look forward to all of our customers engaging with us and adding more speech applications in their business.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to a TMCNet podcast. My name is Rich Tarani. I'm president and group editor-in-chief here at TMC, the parent company of TMCNet. You've been listening to Wes Hayden, who is the president of the enterprise division of Nuance Communications. And thank you for listening. And again, the date is the 11th of January, 2008. Thanks all, and Happy New Year.